I'm David Fair, and our post-midterm primary election coverage continues. The mayoral primary race was hotly contested and featured 4th Ward City Councilman Jack Eaton and the incumbent, Christopher Taylor. In the end, Mayor Taylor won, and barring nonpartisan independent challenges, will be unopposed in November. Mayor Taylor is on the other end of our phone line this morning. Did you get any sleep last night?
I managed a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, I think that's going around, particularly in your profession. Were you surprised at the margin of victory given the rather contentious nature of the primary race?
Well, you know, there's no polling, so it's always hard to say. My campaign, there were a lot of, very devoted volunteers, a lot of great staff, and we knocked doors throughout the entire city. And when we're out there knocking doors, just talking to regular people, the response was always positive. And so, I was hopeful, but you never know how these things are going to go. It could all come down to one vote. And that's why we worked so hard from the beginning until the very end.
As I covered in WEMU News, and I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen while you were waiting to come on the air, but there is going to be a different set of faces on Ann Arbor City Council and potentially a different dynamic. Now, you won your race, but was it in any way, shape, or form disappointing to you that some of the people who tend to vote in alignment with your agenda will no longer be there?
It certainly will. The council members who lost their seats in yesterday's election, I believe have approached their jobs from the beginning to the end with honesty and diligence and a positive vision for the city. I've found common cause with them on many issues, and disagreed with them on some issues too, of course. And those disagreements have always been, they've been polite and proper and respectful, and that's how they've approached their jobs when dealing with colleagues and residents in agreement and in discord. And I'm going to regret their leaving.
So now we're looking at Jeff Hayner, who will likely be taking over in the 1st Ward, Kathy Griswold in the 2nd, Julie Grand will remain in the 3rd, you have Elizabeth Nelson in the 4th, and Ali Ramlawi in the 5th. Those certainly seem to be, based on the campaigns, more independent voices. So while you're disappointed that you're losing some of those who you had worked with closely over the years, what can you look forward to with a different set of voices and potentially a different set of agendas?
Well, I'm going to, I think, continue to govern and strive to lead the city in the manner that I've been performing over the last 4 years, and I think was ratified in the recent election. I think it's important that we are candid about our challenges and that we're proud of our accomplishments, and we strive to make sure that Ann Arbor is a place where everyone can thrive and everyone's welcome. We do that by working on basic services. We do that by improving quality of life, and we do it with we strive to do it with honesty and dignity and respect for everyone. Whether you come in lavishing us with praise or upbraiding us for real or imagined faults. None of us are perfect here, and every resident that comes to speak to us has a full and fulsome right to their opinion, and they're participants in the political culture, and we need to make sure that we listen and take all views into account, and that we do so in with dignity, and that's what I intend to do.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our post-midterm primary election coverage continues. We're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, who last night won his primary race against 4th Ward City Councilman Jack Eaton. Speaking of which, Mayor Taylor, you have often found yourself at odds in pursuing a particular agenda on Ann Arbor City Council with Councilman Jack Eaton. He was your opponent yesterday. That is now over, but Councilman Eaton is going to be on City Council for 2 more years. So what is that relationship going to look like? Is it going to change for the better or for the worse in the next 2 years, or do you expect that it is going to kind of stay the same?
I expect it to stay the same. I will continue to work with Councilmember Eaton and indeed every council member on issues where we have common ground, and I'll disagree with them respectfully where our views diverge. That's, you know, I think been the hallmark of my efforts on city council and as mayor, and I expect to continue to perform in that manner.
One of the primary issues has been development. And where are you going to be headed with development while you still have the current city council in place and prior to the transition after November?
We are going to continue in our efforts. I'm certainly going to continue my efforts, during the next couple of months and the next several years to prepare Ann Arbor for the future. We live in a place where people want to come. There is a high demand, and we don't have sufficient affordable housing for people, whether it's housing that the city provides, whether it's housing that nonprofits provide, or housing that the market provides. With people coming in, prices go up, and, we have real and earnest affordability challenges in the community. Supply and demand is not a joke, and it's real, and it's weighing upon us. Affordability, affordable housing, and the social challenges that are associated with the lack of that housing, those are among our primary challenges, and we're going to continue to work on them.
Final question. As we wind down this particular version of Ann Arbor City Council, what in terms of development do you expect will be rubber stamped, approved, and move forward before that transition takes place?
Nothing gets rubber stamped. Everything gets, reviewed and considered carefully in so many respects. We on city council are obligated to take actions, because projects come into us by right. When a project is in compliance with the zoning ordinance, council's action is not discretionary. Council has a legal obligation to vote yes, even on projects that are distasteful. I expect that projects that comply with zoning will be approved in this council and subsequent council. It's our job to make sure that the zoning meets community expectations and community aspirations.
And in none of these areas you feel you are in violation or council is in violation of the city's master plan?
With respect to zoning that it's that we currently have?
Yeah.
I think that the master plan provides a great deal of, it provides flexibility. The master plan, gives to us guidance, and we will continue to, we'll continue to make sure that the zoning that we have complies with the plan and complies with the community's goals.
I think one of the things that is so wonderful about the city of Ann Arbor is there are so many passionate people, and that there are people who come from a place of conviction and truly want to engage and follow that conviction along the line. And whether you agree or disagree and agree with how things work out, it's a pretty special place to live.
Yeah, that is exactly right. We are a community of tremendous engagement, tremendous, care for ourselves and others. We're a place that welcomes people, a place where we want everyone to come in and enjoy Ann Arbor. We want people to be able to live here, from no matter where you come, whether you're outside the community or we want you to come, you're inside the community, we want you to stay. Ann Arbor is a place that values engagement, it values diversity, it values inclusion, that has certainly not changed, and nor will it.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor discussing his win in the mayoral primary last night and offering a look ahead to priorities as we look to and beyond the November general election.